This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. The Vatican late Thursday released a statement condemning the sexual abuse described in a grand jury report and said that Pope Francis is on the side of the more than 1,000 victims. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke on Thursday said this.
The abuses described in the report are criminal. They're morally reprehensible. These are acts which robbed the victims of their dignity, and in many cases also robbed them of their faith in Jesus Christ.
He said there also needs to be accountability.
The church has to learn some hard lessons from the past. There has to be accountability, not only for the abusers, but also for those who permitted the abuse.
In the largest ever investigation of sex abuse in the U.S. Catholic Church, the grand jury report said 301 priests in Pennsylvania had sexually abused more than 1,000 children. What you want, baby, Aretha Franklin, the American singer known to millions of fans around the world as the Queen of Soul, has died at the age of 76. Franklin passed away Thursday in her hometown of Detroit, where she'd been under hospice care after a long battle with cancer. Franklin never hesitated to support the civil rights movement, financially or with a stirring performance. Her song, Respect, became a battle cry for Black America. Condolences have been pouring in, including from well-known names like the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
She was the queen with many jewels in her crown. And those jewels are based upon service. Her stripes came from service. So many people were healed by her stripes. She never stopped giving and never stopped sharing. We never stopped enjoying it.
Franklin rocketed to fame in 1967 with a series of hit singles. This is VOA. An associate of Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone is refusing to appear before a grand jury in the Russia investigation. Andrew Miller's refusal has led him to being in contempt of court. His attorney argues that Robert Mueller's appointment as special counsel investigating possible Trump campaign contacts with Russia during the 2016 campaign is unconstitutional. Previous challenges to Mueller's legitimacy have failed. Highlighting the dangers in containing an Ebola outbreak in a war zone, suspected rebels killed 7 people in northeastern Congo and sent residents fleeing. Global health officials have warned that combating this virus outbreak is complicated by multiple armed groups in the mineral-rich region and a restless population that includes 100 million displaced people and scores of refugees leaving for nearby Uganda every week. Officials say the death toll from the collapse of a highway bridge in the Italian city of Genoa that has killed at least 29 people is expected to increase. AP correspondent Zoria Shakely reports.
Searchers continue to comb through tons of jagged steel, concrete, and dozens of vehicles that plunge as much as 150 feet into a dry riverbed on Tuesday, the eve of Italy's main summer holiday. Genoa's chief prosecutor told reporters there could be between 10 and 20 people still unaccounted for. Italy's planning a state funeral for the dead in the port city Saturday, which will be marked as a day of national mourning. At least 6 of the dead are foreigners, 4 French citizens and 2 Albanians. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Hundreds of newspapers across America are pushing back against President Trump's attacks on what he calls fake news. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
From the Press Herald in Portland, Maine, to the Honolulu Star Advisor, newspapers printed editorials of unity. The Chicago Sun-Times says it believes most Americans know the president's talking nonsense about fake news and reporters being the enemy of the people. North Carolina's Fayetteville Observer says it hopes the president will stop. He has not. Tweeting this morning, the fake news media is the opposition party. Some newspapers did not join the effort. The Baltimore Sun says the campaign plays into the hands of Trump supporters who think the media's out to get him. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Defense Department says the Veterans Day military parade ordered up by President Trump won't happen in 2018. A Pentagon spokesman said Thursday that the military and the White House have agreed now to explore opportunities in 2019. I'm Lori London, VOA News.